Choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Once again, your song of the day from 1967. Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. 464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Starter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Steve, you're up.
It's not the 70s. That was 1967.
I would put it in real quick before Steve goes that would be another one of those, hey, we're going to record this Ain't No Mountain High Enough. You want to jump in here and listen? I imagine being in studio.
Yes,
for
please.
That.
I don't. Yes. A lot of energy.
I have some confusion. I was hoping you would go first. But
what's the confusion?
I thought that that was a Diana Ross song.
Well, that version at least is Marvin Gaye and Tammy.
Yeah, I did too. I was thrown by the singing on this. Yes.
Ain't No Mountain High Enough, Diana Ross. Now, this is, you're going to kill me. You're just going to kill me. Look at Jake's stern look.
I'm just stern. I'm just
your
curious where you're going.
Stern look.
Stern.
Not stern. I heard the song by Diana Ross the other day, and I thought it was absolutely one of the best songs I've ever heard in my life. The song is incredibly well produced. I don't know if you ever heard it, the whole thing. It starts off really, like, it's very dramatic. And I just was like, why not play that one?
Well, he also had one the other day. He did it to me one time before. I'm like, well, that's not really the version we wanted to play on that one.
This is a good song.
Diana Ross is from 1970. That's a cover of this one. This is the first version.
I would not call it a cover. That's not doing it respect.
The second version.
It is famous from Diana Ross, though.
A cover. I'd go on more than that. Because that's one of the best songs ever performed.
I mean, Marvin Gaye is very popular. Right?
Yeah,
very
but this song is not. It's a shadow of the original. It's a shadow. It's just
this is the original.
Well, okay. I regard Diana Ross as the original.
That's 3 years later. It was 1970.
This is the OG. Okay,
this is the OG.
Yeah, then this is a case where I'm not calling it a cover because it's way too good to call a cover. The second rendition is so much better. It's not even close. This is like the preliminaries. A bad fight before Bud Crawford. I mean,
you could call that a bad fight.
It's all right. It's fine. It's good. It's 6.2.
Yeah, I was thrown too because I'm going like, okay.
Compared to the other ones?
Yeah,
it's not.
I'm like, this is not a dying. Okay. I was really confused. Like, man, I'm way off on this. I'm enjoying it though.
I do enjoy it.
It's going to be a 701. Diana Ross would have been
a little higher. Oh God, song.
Yeah.
Oh God.
It was almost like
it's an oh God song.
Yeah.
This is fine
because it was already written. I don't know if Rudy's
going to be a 70.
7-2. Was that a tambourine he asked?
There's a tambourine in there. There's a tambourine in there. Absolutely.
I got to school up Jake a little bit.
You're telling me that was the OG song. You're saying I'm schooling
it is
up
the OG,
you right
but
now.
It is. I get what you're saying.
It's also very, very odd because this isn't that much. It's not like, man, I'm Hangover 1 was, you know, wasn't near as good as Hangover 2. That's not true. Hangover 1 was better. In this case, it's flipped.
It's flipped. Well, Marvin Gaye is fine. Yeah. I mean, he's good and all that.
I'd still like to have heard him record it. Not like seeing Diana Ross record
it. No. God.
Some response before we get to Bill's thrills. Sandmaster in KC, 9.5. Ryan in California, 10. Brett and Bertrand, 9.
Jake's making up scores.
No, I'm not. I'm reading home.
It's okay. Because we can't see it. Jake knows it. Jake knows we cannot see it.
Is there anything under 9?
We do it less than Lincoln. Age 73 says, great grooves, 9.
Grooves.
Yeah. Kennedy, 9.3. Marcus, 9.6. John, 9.
The OG, 10.
Sean in Omaha. 6.5. It's a non-9 there for you.
Sean. He'll be here Wednesday. Next
Cruz
Wednesday.
Says 10 on that song. Sarah, 8. Matt, 8.5. Kodiak Bear, 10. Houston, 6.
Okay.
Joe and Boulder, Better Times, 8 on that one.
It's Better Times.
It was Better Times.
Travis and Ankeny, 8.7. I'm reading all of them, by the way. Lyle and Omaha, 8.5. Doug and Idaho, 9.7.
How about this one, Steve?
Chubby Rhino, 9.37. Gavin and Pender, 9.4.
Gavin will be down.
Gavin, oh, is he coming?
Gavin and Glenn are going to drive down.
No, they are not.
Yes, they are.
Pat and Waverly, 7. Hua Clevis, 6.
All right, pretty high for Bird.
Corey. I don't see him yet. Duke for Governor, 8.7. Banger.
Banger.
The comment there.
The OG.
Eric and Hickman, 2.
It's
always goes low, to be fair.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good song.
He probably wouldn't have liked it, Diana Ross, either.
It's true.
3-2.
Gator says, absolute banger, 9-8-2.
Yeah. Wow.
Bill and Bennett, 4-8-5. Okay, we're coming down a little bit there. Still the high. I say the average is about 8-6 so
yeah,
far.
Yeah, Jake's so high. Jake's so excited. He's like,
Jennifer and Hubby. Jennifer, 9-2-5. Hubby, 8.
Wow, 9-2-5.
I do not see Corey on the text line.
Okay.
I did promise that YouTube I would read their text because they helped us out earlier.
Please. Yes.
Bolt, 6-7-5. BWD, 5. Troy, 4-5. CL, 3-2. Albert, 8-5. Charlie, 4-6. Nashville Husker, 9-6. 9-2, excuse me, 9-2. Bada Bing, 9-6, and J-Dub, 9-2. Song of the Day, Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Marvin Gaye and Tina Turrell from 1967.
Good job. Good job.
It's a good job, Jake.
Good job. You went back into the Motown era.
Thank you. This was very good.
Yeah. I went Motown.
Stay there for a while.
I could.
You can stay right in the Motown. We'll stay right. We'll be excited.
Mm-hmm. It is time, without further ado, for a Bugaboo Tuesday on Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Things that bother me.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrill is sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
Randy's the king of remodels for your kitchen, bath, whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at Dinert Contracting, 402-417-5204.
Randy's going to have a booth set up for the party, and he's going to bring in some woodworking and do some examples of how to router something. Hey, you need something routered? He's going to run a router. He's going to run a drill.
Seriously?
Yeah, he's going to have like a handsaw, a jigsaw. He's cutting stuff out with a jigsaw. He's going to show people, hey, there's like, Randy, what can you do with that? Well, you want a router?
I was hoping for sound effects. Thank you.
There's going to be wood. There's going to be wood chips flying everywhere. Oh, it's going to smell great. The smell of fresh cut wood, that's a nice smell. So we're going to bring in like that. Yes.
We tuned the show. Randy, wood chips flying back.
Randy from 84 Lumber is going to bring some lumber in for him, and then they're going to do some big. They're going to show you how to countersink some stuff and some.
This is Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
And
next Wednesday.
I think we're encouraging boost, but it's first come,
first serve. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you might get aced. There's only so much room.
There's so much room. If you and Randy want to collaborate and maybe do some sort of wood projects to get, if your goal was wood projects, get with Randy and get together for this thing.
Will Carson have a booth?
Carson will have a booth.
That's a given.
That's a given. Carson will
so
have
there'll
a
be
booth.
Two booths for sure. For
taking
sure.
Resumes.
Yes,
of
taking
course.
Resumes and talking about finance. And Carson also let us. We'll get that later.
Okay. Here we got. What do we got?
It's a Bill's Thrills, things that bother me.
The Thrills.
I got six headlines.
Six.
Whoa. Not quite at that. The historic.
Okay.
The fall of the wall. The fall of the wall. I just want to thank those of the highest rank for their respect for the tank. Better times. I want to talk about my dismay of the removal of the walls of aquariums in discount stores.
Okay.
So they used to
walk
into a Walmart had them.
Oh, yeah.
Gibson's had them. They'd have walls of aquariums, and you'd walk in there, and you'd look. It's the first place you went when you got as a kid. The first 100%. Place you went.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit, Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
You went right back to the wall of aquariums, and you stood there and just looked, oh, check that out. Check that out. And the best part was, so we went
to... Fish is looking at you.
Fish are looking at you, and you see them all, the different ones, and have, oh, wow, check this one out. Check this one out. You go through...
Big fish.
There would be 30 aquariums all set up. Imagine the guy who had to manage the aquariums. That guy, full-time job all day long. It's all he did was manage the... It was the wall of fun. It was fish... Well, we used to go to Gibson's. So Gibson's had them in Wayne, Nebraska. Now it's, I think it's like
Gibson's and Wayne.
It's like a Pomida now or something. But we go there. We go there with Sharon Buwaltz. We drive over in the white. We go over to me, Rod Kenning, and Chris Buwaltz would go over there with Sharon in the white Mercury Marquis. And we do some stuff in Wayne. We go to Gibson's. Then we'd leave and go other places. We'd come back to Gibson's. That's when we purchased the fish. And the fish then was blown up. The air was put into a bag, an oxygen bag, and it was sealed.
Is that right?
And it was sealed, and it's like, can we make it home? It's about 24 miles. They only had so much time to live in that oxygen bag like that. And it was like, as you're getting there, it's like, oh, starting to struggle a little bit.
Looking at fish.
Looking at fish. And you look, their eyes are like, going, can you get me out of this bag? And you see if you can make it or not. But, oh, the fun to look through all the tropical. Oh, they don't. You know who took them down? PETA took them down. Yeah, took them
down.
Did
you research this? Are you?
I did research that. Yeah, I did.
PETA took them down.
Yeah, said they weren't getting taken care of fairly. And I don't know about that because every place I went, it was regal. The place was really nice and well taken care of. You walk in there.
Gibson's.
Yeah, Gibson's and Wayne. That's for me, Chris Buchholz, and Rod Kinney. Sharon Buchholz would drive us in the white Mercury Marquis. Yeah, go to there.
Wow, there can't be a... There's not a Pomida up there, is there?
It might be a Pomida. The store is still there. I'd like to know what the store is. It's right on the... Driving into Wayne, it's on the south side into town. It's
just, I stole a lot of stuff out of Pomida and Columbus.
Oh, they know. Here we go. Surveillance.
Hey. That's so you don't see them anywhere.
The walls are gone.
Jake?
I'm sure there's still some things you can get fish.
You see them anywhere?
No.
I don't.
No, they don't exist anymore. You can still get walls, fish like in a Petco or something like that. Yes,
yeah,
I get that.
Petco.
But it's not that. But that's not you're walking in. You're not going to go in and, hey, I'm going to get some cargo shorts. And then I'm going to get some toothpaste. I'm going to get a couple fish.
Oh, yeah. I'll get some detergent.
Detergent, whatever. And then I'll, yeah, exactly.
No.
And some hand wash.
So you have problems with this.
Yeah, the fall of the wall. And all of a sudden, everything's changed.
I thought this was going to get political.
No. not political.
Putin. hey. That's interesting. They don't,
you all remember them.
They don't have them anymore.
2019 is when Walmart called it no more.
Okay, let me
COVID.
See.
They called it no more in 2019. Jake, anything from the text line?
Yeah, Gibson's did turn into Pomida's. I think Pomida is now gone, though, so it's maybe a different brand.
Different brand like that.
But it did turn into Pomida, correct.
Also, Gibson's, they also sold like 25-cent hot dogs there, too. And Denzel Christensen.
Gibson?
Denzel Christensen, one time when we'd go to the cabin, we'd stop in a station wagon, and we had like eight kids in there, and we'd all get hot dogs.
Where did they sell them?
Just right up front, and it wasn't like in one of those rollers because the rollers weren't invented yet. That wasn't going. They had hot dogs and Denzel. We talked about this.
The rollers weren't invented.
No,
yet.
Let's stop at Gibson's and get some hot dogs for the kids.
Yeah, not they were not packaged. They were made.
They were made. Oh yeah, they were ready.
They
to go.
They were making them somewhere. Yeah. God, that sounds like heaven to me.
David says there was a Pomida in Wayne when I went to Wayne State. So okay, that would.
Okay, so maybe Pomida's hung on up there.
Might have hung on.
Let's see. Response to
Pomida
the fish
making a run
at least here. Chase says that's back when Walmart was a better place. You know, they had McDonald's, they had play areas in the.
They did?
You could play the video game.
Walmarts?
Yes.
They did.
Yeah, they did. They don't have those anymore.
And they had big Walmart.
I don't.
I know.
Now, hold on. No one on North 27th, I think, has some kind of eatery in there. Like,
but it wasn't McDonald's. You're right. It wasn't McDonald's.
You said a lot of McDonald's there.
Imagine going to McDonald's. I'd like to get a McFish, and I'm going to go get some fish. Oh, God.
Get your haircut.
Yeah, get your haircut, too.
Cost Cutters was in Walmart. Yeah. I think it might still
be. Also, there's always a bank in there, too. I could do my banking.
Yeah. Yes, you could.
I could get a haircut.
Lens Crafters,
some Ivy. I could get a Big Mac, and I could also get some goldfish to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, better times.
You ran over in the parking lot, too. Hey, now, hold on. Okay, I used to get my hair cut at Cost Cutters on the North 27th, and there was a McDonald's in there probably 5 years ago.
5 years ago there was? Okay, yeah. That's rare.
That's rare. Anything else in text
We got some more response. Quattro says, my mom took me to get a fish from Walmart once. We asked for a goldfish. We got a betta fish. The guy was deaf, so we found out we didn't complain at all at that point.
A betta fish?
They were talking to a guy selling fish who was deaf.
I don't know what a betta fish is, but thank God the betta fish got home safe. Hey, do you remember they had an air compressor and they'd fill this bag full, this half water, fill it full and tie it shut. You walked out of there and the fish's face is right against the bag. Like his eyes are like, "Cause this is
get
it.
Me home.
This is where I am.
Get me to your home.
This is where I get home." Imagine talking to him.
I had a good life.
Hey guys, here's what's going to happen. We're going to grab a couple of you. We're going to put you in a bag. Hope for the best.
This is great.
I hope for the best.
This is great. I hope this guy's not a moron.
Yeah. Please. He's not feeding me to some other fish that's going to eat me.
Does this guy really care about me at all? Hey, sometimes it'd be big ones. That was that was
cool.
Freaked me out when they let it get pretty big.
Someone says here that where'd it go?
Come on, Jake.
Run the board.
Someone says, do you remember when Walmart had baby alligators? Better times. I bought one from the Columbus Walmart for $19.95.
I don't remember that.
I remember that. You get an alligator to Walmart? That'd be awesome. Well,
just some sort of
is that a joke or not?
Yeah. I think that's not in Columbus. You can't have.
I don't know.
You can't have alligators in Columbus.
I don't think you can.
Not maybe Columbus, Georgia, not Columbus, Nebraska.
True. Orlando, Jordan says Orlando still has McDonald's inside Walmart. That's positive.
Yeah,
okay.
I
couldn't imagine that day. Think about that. I'm going to get my hair cut. I'm going to go to the bank. I'm going to go over and I'm going to grab a Big Mac and I'm going to get some fish.
And then go buy a watch.
Get a watch.
At Walmart.
A Casio watch.
Papa Kevin Lincoln says, I remember standing in line at Gibson's waiting for a Johnny Rogers autograph back in Hastings back in the day.
See?
Gibson's.
Gibson's was the classic store.
Gibson's.
It was basically was the first version of Target.
Like that's what Kmart.
Kmart. Yeah, Kmart and Gibson's were the same.
Oh, better times.
Amy in Lincoln says, my uncle from Detroit used to visit us in Norfolk when I was a kid in the late 70s. He loved to visit Gibson's with me. Love
Detroit to Norfolk.
Detroit to Norfolk and to go to Gibson's.
Culture shock.
Yeah, absolutely.
Culture shock.
This is awesome. Hold on.
Oh, what do you got?
We got to go.
Is everyone quitting? Okay, Jake. I guess we'll just do that.
7:20, a little bit behind.
All right, you know, you're right. We go. You're right.
The historic, the fall of the wall. I just want to thank those of the highest rank for their respect of the tank.
Better times.
That is a good bugaboo Tuesday.
What happened?
What happened to our life?
What happened to the wall of fish?
Imagine they took it down, all the fish. Yeah, you're out, guys. Yeah, you're done.
PETA.
What happened? PETA got us. The fish probably going like, it's not that bad here. I got a guy here that takes care of us every day. We get fed.
Food's awesome.
Did you have an aquarium, Steve? I did.
We never did.
Yeah, we had did.
I don't think we did. Kathy, correct me if I'm wrong.
It was hard to clean. And then I always overfed too. I was going through like a pound of food a week, and I'm like, okay, that's way too much.
Kathy, correct me if I'm wrong.
Fish get kind of big in there.
Yeah.
We might have had one at some point. God, Kathy, help me out with that. Yeah. I wasn't into it.
It was into that was a deal back in the 70s. Aquariums were a big deal.
It was a huge deal.
Weren't they water beds back then too? Kind of
water
big?
Beds. Yes, absolutely.
You guys were always obsessed with water beds.
Oh, everyone's obsessed with them.
It was weird. The water bed thing was really weird.
I bought a new one when I went to grad school at the University of Tennessee. I've got it all ready, filled it up. Well, I didn't have the heater, but it wasn't warmed up yet. I woke up basically in hypothermia at 4:03 in the morning.
That's
I was
crazy.
Sleeping. I'm like, that doesn't feel that bad. I fell asleep. I woke up basically, I was laying on like water that was like 40 degrees. And about like I was blue. Yeah.
They weren't that comfortable.
No, they're not. They were
right
horrible.
Away.
They were horrible.
It was just like a fad.
It was a fad. Yeah. You don't see the water. No, that's not coming back.
No.
No, it's not.
It's not.
Hour two is next, early break in the ticket.